Sticking with the brain, can information sneak into your mind unconsciously and influence your decisions without you being aware of it? Previous studies had speculated that there might be two different thresholds. Some stimuli we are immediately consciously aware of, others might be biasing our thinking without us knowing why. It turns out, though, that this was just wishful thinking. Megan Peters.
For researchers studying consciousness and conscious perception, we want to be able to separate how well you can do on a task from your ability to consciously see the things that the task is asking you to do. The problem with this is that many times when you make something on a computer screen so dim that you can't actually consciously see it, you also remove the ability to completely do the task at all. And so it takes a careful experimental design to create a stimulus that you cannot see, but that you might still be able to do some task with. Because then we can separate your ability to do some task from the conscious experience of that task. And that allows us to do things like neuroimaging studies or brain scans, where you can say, okay, well, we held task performance the same. You can do the task just as well, but you say you're not conscious of it. So then we go and look for what makes something conscious or not.
There are therefore different thresholds. There's a threshold at which you are consciously aware of something, and a threshold at which your brain nonetheless knows it's there.
That's the theory. But what we're showing here with this study is that those two thresholds are actually one and the same. In this type of context, there isn't a difference in the threshold between when your brain becomes aware of something and when you consciously become aware of something. And this is very surprising and flies in the face of a large amount of research that's been done up until this point.
Very, very tricky to unpick that. How did you manage to prise apart those two and prove they're effectively one and the same?
The previous way of doing this type of research was to show someone a stimulus on a computer screen or have them listen to a sound stimulus and have them do some task and then report, did you see it or not? Or how sure are you that the answer that you just gave was correct? But there's a really big problem with this, which is that just because I tell you that I don't see the thing on the screen doesn't mean I actually didn't see it at all. Maybe it was just slightly dimmer than whatever I count as a threshold for reporting that I saw it. We wanted to get around this threshold problem by designing a task where you do two judgments to two different stimuli, and then you indicate which of the two judgments you are more confident about. So this way it doesn't matter whether I am very confident overall or very not confident overall. I still have to choose one to say I'm more confident about this decision than the other.
Because one acts as its own control in that way, doesn't it? You're comparing one against the other, so they are literally cancelling the noise in both, which is very elegant.
That's the goal. And the slightly clever thing that we did with this type of task is we had participants, again, make two judgments about two different stimuli, but one of the stimuli wasn't actually even there. So we showed them this stimulus on the screen. It's a gray and white stripy patch, and it's very brief, and it's masked by other colorful images that flash before and after it. And the task is to say, are the stripes tilted to the left or the right of vertical? And then we show you another patch, and we ask you to do the same task, left or right of vertical, but this time we turn the brightness, the contrast, down all the way to zero. So there's actually nothing there on the screen. And then we say, which of these two decisions are you more confident in? And if you can do the task where you can report left or right better than you would if you were just totally guessing, but then you can't tell us which one you're more confident in, then you really can't tell the difference between being able to do the task and being able to just guess randomly at nothing there on the screen. And so in this way, you have no introspective access to the information that contributed to your decision about that stimulus. And so in this way, we would say, okay, if that occurs, that is unconscious perception. And it turns out, doesn't exist at all.
Megan Peters, she's at the University of California, Los Angeles. That's it for this month. You've been listening to the eLife podcast, previous editions of which you can find for free on the eLife website. That's at elife.elifesciences.org, or you can subscribe on iTunes. This is a Naked Scientist production. I'm Chris Smith, and you can find out more about what we do on our website at nakedscientist.com. I shall be back next month with another look inside eLife. Until then, though, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
The eLife podcast from eLife, the open access journal for outstanding research in the life and biomedical sciences, online at elife.elifesciences.org.